Hagman and Hagman Report. Boy, have we got a treat for you, ladies and gentlemen. You know, you've heard her before on the Hagman and Hagman Report. Now you can see her live via Skype in the studios of healthmasters.com is Sharon Brower. That's Mrs. Dr. Sharon Brower to you. Now, you know, it's so great to see her. She's a gorgeous young lady, intelligent and very well spoken about all of the topics by popular demand. We've received so many emails from people saying, get Sharon on again. She is so right on the money, and all of the information, you know, we want to hear her. So here she is, and it's so great. Before we get to Sharon, I want to draw your attention to HagmanReport.com. And folks, you should bookmark HagmanReport.com. Check the site daily. Please do that. And I want to direct your attention specifically, if you are a small business owner and you are looking to get the most bang for your advertising dollar. You know, reach as many people, perhaps, as those big talkers that you hear on syndicated radio stations, but you can't afford to pay $500 a minute for their advertising. We've got the alternative for you. Go to HagmanReport.com, and all the way down to the bottom of the page, see the phrase, jumpstart your business today. Click on that. It'll take you to a page that explains advertising opportunities on the Hagman Report. It's a great return on investment, folks. This is a limited advertising opportunity right now. Get situated for 2017. 2017 is going to be a bumpy year. And you can check out, too, our advertisers who've advertised on our program, how the return on investment worked for them. It's worked very well. But, folks, we only have a few spaces left. People are lining up for 2017, so take advantage of our advertising revenue opportunities. We've created a special limited-time offer that will provide you with national and international exposure for your product. And the only thing that we have to – the only qualifying factor is you've got to have a product that we believe in. We and just like Health Masters, we don't accept any just anyone. Health Masters has got the best product out there. We're looking for the best of the best, and Health Masters, of course, is the best of the best, as is Green Innovative, as is Minuteman Stove. So you get the idea. Check us out. Go to HagmanReport.com and click on the link to get your business jump started today. And because, again, we have only a limited number of slots available for 2017. And I also want to wish JD in advance. Folks, JD, of our own JD, Creative Evangelist, it's his birthday on Saturday. Let's all flood his inbox with birthday wishes, will you? Christmas Eve baby. Go figure, right? At any rate, without any further ado, Dr. Mrs. Sharon Brower. Sharon, it's great to see you. It's great to have you.
It's always great to be on your show. Oh, and by happy birthday, there's my birthday wish.
Thank you.
I'm so excited to be here. And Ted gave me about an hour's notice that it was on Skype. I'm like, oh, come on, Ted. Give me a break.
Well, you look great. And so, yeah, you know, you look great, and you're just, it's in such demand. If I told you really how many people have sent me emails, to have you come on, you'd be like, wow, really? But there's a lot of people who really have enjoyed your previous appearances, and I'm sure are glad to see you. So, folks, if you're listening to this via Global Star BTR, go ahead and check out the archive on YouTube Live. Sharon, I'm going to turn it over to you. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I want to thank you. It's very humbling when you say to people, you know, when the emails, because God is just using us, and we're just being obedient. And it's like tonight, I knew that I was going to be on for 30 minutes, and I said, Lord, what am I going to do to bless the audience? And that's my heart, is how can I bless the audience? And boom, being hit over the head with a hammer, the Lord just showed me, I need to speak to the audience and talk about the holiday blues. And I am a very positive person. You know how we speak and what we believe. And I thought, oh, that's going to be negative. But no, he gave me everything to say. It laid out right. It came out right. And I'm going to tell you, I've got some good news for you. And first of all, Doug, during the holidays, from time to time, we all get that down feeling. And I don't like to use the word depressed, because to me, depression is such a negative word. But we have to know how to combat what they call the Christmas blues. And there's several reasons that we could have this feeling of maybe not being as up and as positive as we normally are. A lot of it can be mainly from the frequency. Right now, we are in a position in our country where we don't really know what's going to happen in January. We've got the war going on in the heavenlies against good and evil. We're seeing that, and good is going to overcome. It always does because of the power of prayer. It works, but we still feel that. And I don't know if you felt it lately, but the frequency, the scalar waves, you know, we've talked about that before. It's real. And it has to do with the power of the tongue and the confessions and the words that you speak. And we are so strong in our house. We do exactly. Well, someone asked us what time do you really do what you tell people you do? I said, no, we don't. We do much more because we have a higher accountability because God's called us to this to help really be a beacon in the world of health and nutrition all over the world. And it's a great responsibility, but it's also it's a privilege and it's a joy to do it. But, you know, the frequency may be the frequency. It may be your confessions. It also, finances over the holidays can be really, you know, bring people down. Another thing could be maybe unsolved conflicts in your family. We've all been there. A loss of a loved one. Also the weather. You know, I know in Washington State where they had, a Starbucks on every corner. You can have you're up there in Pennsylvania and you have the snow and you have dreary days that go on and on and on. That can also affect your mood. But also down here in Florida, you know, I decorate really heavy for Christmas. My husband's German. We carry on the tradition, and I mean, we go all out. And we have a little fireplace on our back porch, and we just love it in the wintertime to go sit out by the fire and listen to Christmas music. And it's been kind of a downer because our weather's been very warm, extremely hot. And, you know, I just think Christmas needs to be cold and a little bit of snow wouldn't hurt, but it's not going to really happen down in Florida. So you get just a little bit of a down feeling from that. Other things are your diet and also lack of sleep. So what I'd like to do is tell you and help you to a few things to do that you can go from like the Christmas blues to have a bright Christmas. I'm not going to say it's going to make everything perfect, but it's going to help you maybe get through some of these feelings, some of these emotions that you're going through over Christmas. And if you're not going through these, this is great, you know. But I'm just talking to people that mainly have been fighting a little bit of this. But it's just, it all starts pretty much with your confessions. We need to have an attitude of gratitude and thankfulness. And it's so important to be in the Word of God every day. And I know some days I miss it. Some days I'm not as good as others. I'm not perfect. God's still working on me. But I have noticed, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners have noticed, that when you get into the Word of God, sometimes things just jump out at you that you've read over and over again. I know if you've heard that before. But getting into it, you know, on a regular basis, because that's one way that you can fellowship with God, and God is going to supply all your needs. Your confessions are so important. You want to speak those things that aren't as though they were. That's what God did. You don't want to, you know, say, oh, wow, I just feel so down today. And you go around and just speaking it. That makes it even worse. This is the day the Lord hath made. I'll rejoice and I'll be glad in it. You know, take those negative thoughts, those negative confessions, and turn them around and make a positive out of it. And it's almost like anything else. It needs to become a habit. But it's going to take practice of doing it over and over again. We're constantly correcting our children, or we'll correct each other when we'll say something in the negative, and we'll just turn it around and say, wait a minute. Let me give you an example. Let's say your kid leaves to go out on a date or something, or they're going out with their friends. You say, oh, don't be late. Well, why don't you just say, hey, make sure you're on time. See the difference? Because when we speak those words, their frequency. Also, the reticulator activator that's located in the back of the brain actually hears these words, and they don't know the difference between real or make-believe. So your words are so powerful, and it take it to another level, and it'll change your life. So your confessions are really important. Also, you've got to speak faith. God is faith. The Word of God is faith, and we've got to speak that. And you also need to pray for God to help you. You know, God, I'm having a day right now. I don't usually feel like this, and I'm a little down. I'm not as, you know, up as I usually am. Give me the joy that I need. Give me the peace I need. Go to Him in prayer, because only He alone can do that. And that'll cover a multitude of things. In 1 Peter 5:7, it says, cast all your cares on Him, because He cares for you. The most important thing I feel after prayer and being in the Word of God is your diet. That's going to affect your moods in a very, very, very strong way. You know, we talk about the sugar blues. Well, sugar is so highly consumed over the holidays, especially over Christmas, that it is the number one season that doctors say their doctor's offices are visited more than any other time of the year. And the sugar is going to cause you to have these ups and downs, you know, that roller coaster. Like Ted would say, am I getting share number one today or share number two? You know, what kind of mood is she going to be in? Well, you don't want your spouse to feel that way, but your diet and the sugar intake is going to make a big difference in that. It'll give you those sugar blues if you get too much of it. Now, if you're preparing for food for Christmas, you can always do a lot of different things and not use sugar. For instance, we use some stevia, we use monk fruit, we use coconut sugar, and right now I've been working really hard. We're working on our next book. I'm not going to tell you the title because when we do that, other people copy it and they get books out, but we are working on a book. It's a cookbook, but it's going to be amazing. It's going to have so much information in it, and it's how we eat. It's clean. It's how we eat every day. The recipes are great, but I'm going to give you a lot of alternatives for the things that we talk about that are so bad for you. For instance, alternative sugars. It's important to try and eat as clean as you can over the holidays. That'll help with your mood swings. That'll help with your serotonin levels. And I know you may be eating at other people's homes and you're not preparing the food, so just do the best you can. And also, just stay away from the sugar as best you can. It's real important that when you feel this way, or that you're not as up as you normally are, or you want to get up more, you've got to be taking B vitamins. Now, we've got the CortiCare B5, B6, and then we also have the B complex. B vitamins need to be taken during the early part of the day. If you take them like after 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you're probably not going to sleep as well, because they do give you a lot of energy. So B vitamins are very important to take in the morning. If you're trying to...
Your B vitamins, by the way, Sharon, are the best. I can actually tell a physical difference when I take your B vitamins.
Well, because they feed the cells, and we work at a cellular level. Because if you don't work at a cellular level, for instance, the cheap vitamins, the ones out of China, who knows what you're getting, they're not feeding the cells. So we want to feed the cells, so the cells are going to give you the results, because it's all we're made up of, our cells. They're going to give you the results that you need to make the difference in the change of how you feel. But the B vitamins are very important. You can also, we have a folic acid, which will really help with moods. Also, the sublingual B12, which is the methylcobalamin. That's really good. You just put it under your tongue, and it gives you energy. And all I'm talking about are things that kind of give you more of an up feeling, Doug. You know, it's just, like I said, this time of year is the biggest time of year that people usually go through this, that normally don't. Now, of course, there are people that have severe depression, and we use the same protocol for this. We've had people that we've had tremendous results with on this particular protocol that have, with their doctor, taken themselves off the antidepressant drugs, which have horrible side effects. And this is a tried and true, proven protocol that works. Cod liver oil is really important, because that's your omega-3 fats. That really helps for that down feeling. Another thing is you want to boost your serotonin by taking 5-HTP, which is 5-hydroxytryptophan. Now, what that does, that makes a big difference. You could take one in the morning and then take one at night if you needed to. Also, if you're having a lot of sugar, it wouldn't hurt to take the cinnamon extract, because that's high in chromium, and that does help when you're consuming a lot of sugar, because you have to remember that adult onset diabetes is really, really off the charts right now, and it can be taken care of through diet. Now, juvenile diabetes, it can't, but adult onset diabetes can be taken care of through diet. And again, we can't do it on our own. You've got to pray. You've got to ask God to help you. Lord, help me have the desire for the foods I need to eat. Help me to get through this. Just ask for help and He'll give it to you. Also, a lot of the states right now that are not getting any sunshine, it's important that you get your D3 on a regular basis. That's another important supplement that you need to be taking. Another thing to give you a lift over the holidays, maybe when you need it, are essential oils. Now, I really, really like essential oils because I have a very strong sense of smell, so probably the best in our family. But if you're going to be burning candles and stuff over the holidays, it's real important that you use soy-based candles without the artificial fragrances. And I know there's a lot of nice candles out there that you get from these stores in the mall, and they're pretty, and but I cannot stand the smell of them because I'm so used to having the essential oils and the real pure oils that those actually give me a headache. But we burn them. Also, you can get a diffuser. I don't know if you know what a diffuser is, Doug. Your wife may have one.
She does, actually, yeah. Right in the bedroom. Yeah,
yeah, and it's great. You put the water in it with the essential oils. And just if you have a favorite essential oil or favorite, you know, aroma that you like that makes you up and feel good, then have it going over the holidays. It could be peppermint. It could be anything. The bergamot, that is a really good oil for, it's like an uplifting citrusy aroma. And it also can create a feeling of joy and freshness. So that's a really good oil for people that want to kind of get up for the holidays. Another one is lavender, which we know lavender helps you to relax. It helps you to sleep. It helps you to calm. And that's really good. But my favorite oil, believe it or not, is balsam fir. Now, don't ask me why, but I love the smell of fresh Christmas trees. And I have that smell, that fragrance in my car. I have it in my house. I have it everywhere in diffusers and candles. And for some reason, just smelling that just gets me up. It just makes me feel good. You know, it's kind of like people talking about going to your happy place. Well, everybody should have a happy place to go to. I know mine is up in the Smoky Mountains out with the wildlife. I just love it up there. And when we head up there and when we're traveling, I just get just a good kind of warm, tingly feeling when we go up there. So if there's places like that you've been or that you like to go to, go there in your mind, and that'll help boost your emotions, boost your outlook and stuff like that. But you know, Doug, it's just so important that people realize that nothing's wrong with you if you feel like that, because, you know, we all have to go through stuff. We have everyday lives. We have things that happen over the holidays. And I'm just trying to give people hope as far as, you know, why do I feel that way and what can I do about it? Because it's kind of a yuck feeling. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever thing is pure, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think on these things. In other words, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, you may not have an instant feeling of, oh, wow, I feel up. I feel really good. I feel really positive. But just give God time and keep doing it over and over again and speaking those words of affirmations of things that you want to happen. Don't speak the negative. Also, in Deuteronomy 31:8, the Lord will go before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. It's all about just trusting in God with all your heart and not leaning onto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him and He'll direct your path. He can take care of any situation that we have in the holidays, especially the holiday season. Kind of a neat thing we've done is, you can think about this, but we've kind of adopted a couple over the holidays. They're good friends of ours, but we've adopted them. We expect them to be with us every Christmas because they don't really have the extended family that we have, and it's not as a positive situation, and they're not as like-minded as they are with us. And they really like us because they believe like we believe, they eat like we believe, they love listening to our radio show. And they just like being around us. So we decided to adopt them for Christmas. So every Christmas we expect them to come over for dinner. We give them a present and they're just part of our family. So I suggest maybe you adopt a family for Christmas, adopt a couple for Christmas, because as bad as sometimes things may look to you in your situation, always remember that as bad as it is, someone else is in a worse situation.
Oh, yeah.
And especially, Doug, if they don't have the peace that just passes all understanding from having a relationship with Jesus Christ, if they don't have that and you do, you are so blessed.
Yep.
And we've just noticed that so much over this holiday season. But that's pretty much what I wanted to talk about tonight, and just give people hope and share with them and say, nothing's really wrong with you if you feel this way. It's just there's things that we can do about it instead of saying, oh gosh, you know, I feel like this. It's really horrible. No, there's things you can do.
Amen. And I think it's important for people to understand too, loneliness creeps in. This time of year, perhaps,
yeah.
You know, it might be the first year that, folks, maybe the first year without a spouse or without a,
that's right,
you know, or a child or a parent. And, you know, I can understand that. And, but, you know, you're never really alone if, as Christians, we're never alone. And,
that's right.
We have to understand that.
Yeah, it's just a piece that, you know.
Yeah.
I know Ted took an atheist through the sinner's prayer this week, and he was so excited. And he said, "We got another one for the kingdom," and you know that just creates such joy.
It does.
You know, compare.
Yeah, it does, that's, you know, we're put on this earth. I believe we all have a purpose. We all have a mission. We all have our part to play, and there's a certain fulfillment, I think, like when Ted and we were talking earlier today before the show about what happened and about how he walked that particular person through the sinner's prayer and the satisfaction that it gave to Ted, but also the peace, the inner peace that person had, you know.
Yes, so. there's nothing like it. So I just want to wish everybody an incredible, awesome, Merry Christmas, and do the best you can to eat the best you can. And, you know, it's not what you eat from Christmas to New Year's that's going to hurt you. It's what you eat from New Year's to Christmas.
That's a good point.
It's that all year eating habit. But over Christmas, hey, you know, what we do is if we realize we're going to be eating something higher in calories, we'll adjust our meals and our diet for the next couple of days to prepare for that. For instance, I love popcorn. I guess because we ate popcorn every time we had a movie. So
does my wife. Wow.
Oh, it must be the carbs. You know how women are.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know that it makes me gain weight. So I figure, well, we're going to go to the movies tonight, or we're going to watch a movie tonight, or whatever. I think, okay, I'll just have to adjust my calories the next couple of days and be really careful. And there's no problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
But just be aware of what you're eating and how it's going to affect your body.
Well, yeah. And everything, I mean, the moderation part of this is so important. And you look so good. You do. You look very healthy, and you look so good.
Well, thank you so much.
And I've got to say that I believe that a lot of that it can be attributed to not just your diet, not just your lifestyle, but the intake of your own products. And I'm not here to sell Health Masters products. I'm just here to say that, look, they work, you know?
Yeah.
And, whether it's the energy levels from your B vitamins and in your protocol, or whether it's, or regardless of what it is. So, and you could tell, you know, Sharon, I had to run a couple of errands today, and I was looking at people, and you can actually tell when people—I don't know—would you call them sick, ill? You know, you could tell the people, the healthy people versus the not so healthy people.
Well, they don't have that bounce in their step. They don't have that spark in their eye. and their skin color's off. I know we're really good at noticing stuff like that because we can see a lot of times deficiencies in people just by looking at them and, you know, being around them because of so many years of doing this. But you feel bad for them because we have something that we can help them with. And, you know, that's what it's all about, is just helping one person at a time change their life. And that just makes it all worth it. It really does.
Well, Sharon, I just want to say thank you so much on behalf of all of the people who have commented, written in here, sent emails, saying thanks for coming on. I want to thank you personally for coming on this segment and wish you a very, very Merry Christmas and a very prosperous and happy New Year. And we just so appreciate you and your husband. But thank you so much, Sharon, for being part of this segment. And God bless.
Thank you, Doug. And I just pray that I was a blessing to at least one person today.
Oh, but judging by the emails, more than one, more than 10, that's for sure. Sharon,
thank you.
Thank you so much. Folks, that was Sharon Brower from healthmasters.com. Speaking about that, you know, that very important topic about, well, speaking about feeling good mentally, being in a good place mentally, especially around the holidays. Folks, you're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report. Doug Hagman coming at you. By the way, I believe I'm going to be doing a Christmas special on BTR only. More on that tomorrow night. Folks, I'm going to be right back. Stay right where you're at. Back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Hagman and Hagman Report. We're so blessed to have with us Dr. Ted Brower, healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. The previous segment, in case you missed it, go back and watch Sharon Brower, his wife. You know, it's such an important topic, the holiday season, regardless if you, it doesn't matter, look, it doesn't matter if you believe Jesus Christ, it's not, December's not his birthday. I understand all of that, the holidays, however, the pressure behind the holidays and the feelings you get. You know what? People need, there are many lonely people out there, and there are many people who are feeling, they've got feelings not quite themselves. So I will say this, take to heart what Sharon Brower had said and employ some of those techniques. Of course, essential oils, and of course, eat right. And most importantly, understand you're never alone. You could be alone, but you're not alone. As Christians, we are not alone, and the faith that we've got is so important. So, before we get back to Ted, I just again want to thank Marianne from Oakville, Ontario, for the package of photographs. God bless you. They'll be put to good use. Also, thank you, Ted from Kansas, for the information you sent, and thank you everyone for all of the information they send, especially by mail. We read everything we get, every piece of mail that comes into our office, we read, and don't respond because of the volume. However, it's so nice to hear from people, whether you write a note on the back of a matchbook. We had somebody do that. It was not a matchbook, but it was on a one of those post-it notes, you know. So, hey, look, we read it. And it's just so great to interact with the audience. And thank you so much for all of your kind words. And, folks, please support Health Masters by getting your multivitamins and nutritional supplements through Health Masters. Health Masters is the best of the best. That's why, of course, we feel so privileged to have be lined up with them. Healthmasters.com, Dr. Ted Brower. Dr. Brower, not going to take any more time away from you. Let's rock for the last final segment here.
Well, thanks, Doug, so much. And, you know, what's interesting about this is, you know, the longer I'm around, the more I appreciate my wife. Okay? And, you know, Sharon doesn't like me talking about it much, but she'll be 60 years old in about 3 weeks. And I mean, she looks absolutely, to me, she looks as pretty as most 25-year-olds. I mean, she's still a size 2. She does what she says she does. She eats super clean. We work out 6 days a week. And so we practice what we preach. And so hopefully that's reflective in our energy levels and how we look. I mean, if I was weighing about 600 pounds right now, it'd be kind of dangerous for me to jump on Skype with you, Doug.
Yeah. Something went through my mind there, Ted, when you said that. You're right. Let me ask you this. This is off topic, but you know, when I was out today and you look around at people, have people lost, is there something wrong with people's metabolisms today? Because have we lost our, first of all, have we lost our, any sense of wanting to appear good, healthy?
Well, no, what has happened is we've lost the ability in most cases of our thyroid gland to help regulate hormone.
Okay.
And regulate metabolism. And here's why. Because of the halogen family. Bromines, fluorines, and chlorines. What they do is the thyroid gland thinks that these chemicals are all iodine, and it injects, it basically incorporates this iodine into the thyroid, which massively slows it down, or it can cause it to speed up, depending on, you know, with Graves' disease. But what ends up happening is your metabolism just gets dumped out. And so you start gaining weight looking at food pretty much, and so you don't know what to do. Well, the first thing you have to do is get the fluoride out of your body. I mean, because fluoride massively affects the brain and the pineal gland and the metabolism and everything else. It's just, it's one of the things that makes you servile and infertile. Mm. So you kind of want to lay around. So I mean, you get real docile on fluoride. So it's important you don't take fluoride. That's one of the reasons I guess I'm not docile, Doug. I don't do fluoride. I had a meeting today. We've got a postal employee who works for us who's absolutely, he doesn't work for us. He delivers our mail. And the guy, he kind of has a personality by brightening up a room when he leaves it, if you know what I mean. And I finally told him, I said, dude, I said, I don't know what's up with your personality, bud, but I said, it's pretty bad. But I didn't use that exact word. I probably said an ugly word. And I said, I just don't know what to say about you. I said, every time my staff talks about you, there's a conflict. Now you're talking about Austin. He's not even here. He's on vacation. I said, I'm not going to tolerate that. I said, if you want to talk about Austin, we'll bring Austin outside when he's here and let you discuss Austin. I said, but I don't think you want to do that. And I said, so you're just one of those people that just, everything's negative all the time. See, guys, that's the thing. The Bible says, this is the day the Lord hath made, and I shall rejoice, and I shall be glad in it. And the reason I talked earlier for the last 2 hours about what's going on in the interdimensional world is I didn't want to bring up any individual cases of what's happening with pedophilia. That's why I intentionally avoided the topic of Pizzagate, because,
right.
I mean, the whole thing with Pizzagate, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, it's a horrible thing, whether it's real or not real. It could be obfuscation. I don't know what it is. But the thing is this pedophilia problem is for real. This sacrifice of children, check with Ted Gunderson back in the 90s,
oh, yeah.
L.A. County, this is all real. And so that's why I wanted to share with you why they do it. I mean, this isn't a question of if, it's why. Also, you mentioned something earlier because, you know, you get people saying, well, it's not the birth of Jesus December 25th. We all know it's not the birth of Jesus December 25th. We got that.
Thank you.
The shepherds were out in the field. We got that. They don't go out of the field in the middle of the winter. We got it. What I said is while we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we celebrate his birth. Now, I realize the 25th of December, there's some other weird holidays that go on with that.
Sure.
It's all tied together back with the Roman Church. Got it. I don't celebrate those holidays. I celebrate the birth and Savior of my Lord
Jesus. Yeah, we're not druids, folks.
So, the same thing. If I have a Christmas tree in my house, I'm not doing tree worship. I'm not running around the trees praising the trees. I'm not doing that. I realize that's part of the old druidic stuff, too. Got it. I don't do that. So we have to understand that we're doing the best we possibly can to bring honor and glory to God in all that we do and all that we think and all that we say. But we also need to realize that, you know, just because we're celebrating his birth December 25th doesn't mean we believe it was December 25th.
Right.
Because I don't believe it was. It was the springtime. We got that. But the thing is this. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether you worship God on Saturday or Sunday or every day of the week. It doesn't make any difference as long as you worship God, because God wants you to have that relationship with him. But let's go ahead and talk some nutrition here.
All right.
Here's an interesting article. Medications that have been shown to cause massive memory loss. Number one, antihistamines, antidepressants, antipsychotics, antibiotics, antispasmodics, antihypertensive. All will affect acetylcholine levels and affect your brain and your memory. It also will cause delirium, confusion, blurred vision, memory loss, and hallucinations. Sleeping pills, number two. Sleeping pills are notorious for causing memory loss. The popular drug Ambien has been coined by some as the amnesia drug. Some users experience night terrors and sleepwalking and sleep driving and hallucinations. Guys, I list a lot of these in my top 10 drugs never to take in my latest book, Breakthrough Health, which we have a new one coming out, by the way, next month. Hopefully next month, probably the month after. And so we basically are telling you, the guys, all the stuff. I mean, sleeping pills are horrible for you. Total cholesterol, lowering cholesterol-lowering medications may be the single worst group of drugs for your brain. Memory loss is now required to be listed as a side effect of statin drugs. Well, don't forget the side effect of cancer, skeletal muscle necrosis, kidney failure, and liver toxicity, if you want to talk about the side effects of statin drugs. One quarter of your brain is made up of cholesterol, and cholesterol is necessary for memory, learning, and fast thinking, so it is not a surprise that cholesterol-lowering drugs negatively affect the brain. I won't take cholesterol-lowering drugs. I like keeping my cholesterol between 200 and 250 because it keeps me frosty, it keeps my body making testosterone the way it should, and it keeps my muscle mass up. It does everything. I mean, it keeps my brain going. I mean, so why in the world would I want to drop cholesterol down? Plus, as you lower cholesterol rates, all disease rates go through the roof, particularly cancer. The lower your cholesterol, the higher your cancer risks. And also, the less your brain works. So you want to keep that cholesterol between 200 and 250. You don't really need to go over 250. If you go to 300, it's not that bad. Over 300, you got to start changing your diet. Very easy to change your diet to get your cholesterol straightened out. But guys, don't let your cholesterol go under 200. During the break, a few moments ago, I just had a couple eggs. I eat the whole eggs, including the yolks, but the sulfur helps you with your hair, your fingernails, and your skin. Sulfur is absolutely critical. You have to have that on a regular basis in your body. And a lot of people eat the eggs whites on these organic eggs. They're too expensive for that. And the egg yolks are so important for proper brain function. In fact, if you're suffering with memory loss, and you've been taking statin drugs, and you feel kind of weird, and your brain's kind of gone to mush, start eating some eggs and work with your doctor and titrating your dosage of the statin drugs back down and basically get off the cholesterol meds. If that doctor wants your cholesterol under 200, yeah, get another doctor. That's just that simple. Experts tell us that Christmas is the most depressing time of the year. Do you agree? Well, it should be the happiest time of the year, but we have a lot of people out there that are saying that it's one of the worst times of the year. I have a dear friend of mine today. He just called me up and said that his mother-in-law died this morning at 10 o'clock. And so, you know, may she rest in peace. But the truth of the matter is that depression is something that's not just seasonal. It's throughout the year. But one of the biggest problems with depression this time of the year is called seasonal affective disorder, Doug. It's because of a lack of sunshine in our northern states. And the sunshine helps to make vitamin D3. D as in dog 3. D3 is absolutely critical for maintaining good moods. I know every once in a while I feel a little bit down. Usually it's because I've missed a supplement. I need some 5-HTP, 5-hydroxyl-tryptophan, or I need some extra cod liver oil, or I need some methylated B vitamins. And I take those on a regular basis. But every once in a while I need a little boost of a couple of them because, you know, we were talking about earlier about this energy field around the planet. Sometimes you can feel a great disturbance in the energy field when things negative happen. And right now we've got this big war going on between these two factions that want to control the United States. So a lot of negative stuff's being done. If you're getting depressed over the holidays, it could be just as simple as seasonal affective disorder in which your body doesn't have enough vitamin D as in dog 3. But that needs to be taken with vitamin K2, because what it does, it helps prevent that D3 from going too high in your system and causing calcification of the arterial walls. That's very, very important that D3 be taken with K2. Another article, how your doctor can actually make depression worse. I know it's tough for some people to believe, but there are plenty of folks out there who aren't in the holiday spirit, and they're not Grinches or Grouges or Grouches or whatever. They're depressed. The serious business of any time of the year. These folks are desperate in need of help, and they get drugs that kill him. New research exposes the ugly truth about antidepressant drugs, showing these meds could actually make you so depressed, it's like being in a bottomless black hole, and then it gives you, you actually go out and you kill yourself. That's why they have black box warnings on these tricyclic antidepressants and these serotonin reuptake inhibitors, Doug. They're one of the side effects, including drugs like Ambien the one that helps you get stop smoking, actually causes you to commit suicide. So guys, you know, these are just not necessary drugs in the vast majority of cases. There's all kinds of natural things you can do to help avoid these types of conditions. Dr. Wayne Squire speaks out about faulty, shaken baby science using to condemn the innocents. This is an interesting article. I talked about it 2 or 3 years ago on your show, Doug. I actually broke this story nationally on your show about how doctors are not looking at the aluminum adjuvants using in vaccines, which are impairing bone development and causing like a condition of rickets in these children. And these parents are being wrongly accused of child abuse when they can just be changing the child's shirt or changing the child's pants and they crack a bone and the child starts screaming. They take it to the emergency room. The doctor sees that the child has a cracked bone. They automatically assume the parent did it through neglect or through abuse. And a lot of times it's because of their bodies are loaded with aluminum and their bodies simply cannot handle proper bone development.
I'm going to bring that episode back out, Ted, because it was not too long before we began our show that we had we were called to investigate for the defense a couple that whose baby had that exact same problem. So you're right, and you broke. And in fact, you did break this on our show. So that's important to understand.
It's because a lot of well-meaning parents, they immunize their kids, they give them vaccines because they're told they're supposed to do that, and they don't realize these vaccines have aluminum adjuvants in them that can cause Alzheimer's and bone impairment and rickets, and these children's bones get extremely brittle and they break very easily just through regular kind of stuff. Giving the kid a bath, you can break a bone. So all of a sudden now you're a bad parent because you follow the vaccine schedule. Well, you really shouldn't follow the vaccine schedule because the first year of life of a child, the vaccines are completely useless. They don't do anything because the mother's breast milk provides all the antibodies that child needs to stay healthy, and that child can't produce his own antibodies. I mean, the first year of life, that's why it's so important to keep that kid healthy and not to give that kid vaccines the first year. Now, if you're going to vaccinate your child after everything I've talked about and said about this and all the stuff you can read about it online, that's your choice and that's your decision. I'm not going to tell you what to do. We've chosen not to vaccinate my children. I mean, because I don't want the impaired neurological development. We talked about that earlier with autism. We know that vaccines cause autism. We know that. I mean, gosh, you got to be living in a cave somewhere not to know that. And now we don't know the exact mechanism how they do it, but it has something to do with Nagalase, and Gonzalez and Bradstreet figured that out, and they are dead now. There are 10 corporations, by the way, have monopoly on almost every single thing you buy in the grocery store. And these are the same ones that lobbied so heavily for another dark act to come through. They include Nestle, PepsiCo, General Mills, Kellogg's, Mondelez, Mars, Coca-Cola. These are the ones that actually control the planet and almost all of the food that you eat right now. And so they basically control it all. And so it's sad because they're almost all under the banker control now with international corporate directorship and interlocking directorships. Studies find flu shots can harm your health, your infant, and your fetus. So now they're trying to get women to take shots while they're pregnant, and government just passed another blanket immunity for these manufacturers to produce flu shots for pregnant women. So if the infant gets damaged from the flu shots, that they're not going to be held liable. Unbelievable stuff that's going on. All signs point to a corporate takeover of the marijuana industry by Bayer and Monsanto. Surprise, surprise, surprise. These guys want to control marijuana. They want to control the drugs. They want to control the flow of drugs, the manufacturing of the drugs, the hydroponics of the drugs, because there's going to be huge, huge money made in the legalization of pot, and these guys want a piece of the action. Numerous medications cause drug-induced liver injury, and that's a fact. Liver stress can be done by many different types of products, drugs that can cause liver stress. And see, the thing about it is, there's all kinds of problems with the liver. You can get with chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, all kinds of things can happen with the liver. Resveratrol, quercetin, which is the turmeric, acetyl L-carnitine, olive leaf extract are all great products for the liver, along with milk thistle. Radioactive fish from Fukushima plant have been now found off the west coast of the United States. I mean, this Fukushima disaster is just an absolute nightmare. They have the technology to shut this thing down, and they simply won't do it. Why? We covered in the first 2 hours of this show, these globalists, these Luciferians, these ones who are controlled by these dark entities, you know, in the middle of the night, they go bump, you know, in these unseen realms. They want to destroy the planet, period. They want to terraform the planet. They want to destroy everything that God made good. They want to make it bad. That's why they're willing to do this. Aluminum does cause Alzheimer's disease. We've known that for 30 years. And now another expert says new findings confirm the metal plays a role in this devastating brain disease. That's why we have a natural organic deodorant that we sell at Health Masters. It's aluminum free that we use magnesium. And magnesium is a master mineral with over 300 biochemical reactions in the body. It actually gives your body magnesium. Women who use aluminum chlorhydrate antiperspirant deodorants also have a much higher incidence of breast cancer, according to the latest research. The federal government works with pharmaceutical companies to prevent natural cures. I can tell you that because of the millions of dollars in licensing fees, the attacks that they've done on homeopathy. Now they're using all kinds of stuff illegal. And guys, listen to me. Conclusion, pharmaceutical profits trump patients' rights. Absolute fact, I've seen it for the last 30 years. Turmeric can kill both yeast and cancer, research confirms, and I've seen that. Throwing turmeric in your body is like throwing a wet blanket on a fire when it comes to with cancer in your system. I know Katie, Dave Hodges' old co-host, she actually went on a heavy turmeric protocol when she was diagnosed with breast cancer along with potassium iodide. In fact, she kind of went on the program that we have on our website at healthmasters.com for building up your immune system, and she also worked with her doctor in Colorado in getting vitamin C IVs, and within 7 to 8 months, she was able to completely cure breast cancer, a very malignant type of breast cancer, without any chemotherapy and without any radiation whatsoever. She's writing a book on that. Wheat gluten confirmed to promote weight gain. Guys, I'm telling you this right now, if you want to get fat, eat bread. It'll get you fat as quick as you want to get fat and get fatter and fatter. It does all kinds of nutty things to your body. I can't eat bread. It makes me gain weight. I stay away from it. I may occasionally have a sandwich, but it's very rare that I do that. Vitamin A deficiency in children. Very important, very big problem. It causes all types of health problems, including blindness in these kids. Make sure that that woman, your mother, your the wife is pregnant, she's getting some really good cod liver oil. Help give her some vitamin A. By the way, pharma executives have arrested in conspiracy to create opiate addicts for profit. They're trying to get as many people as they possibly can addicted to opium and opiates and OxyContin to make huge amounts of money. And, of course, a lot of these people end up in the illegal drug trade out of Afghanistan as far as being on heroin. 16 more reasons. Black seed is the remedy for everything but death. I take black seed oil every single day. It helps to work with type 2 diabetes, Helicobacter pylori infection, epilepsy, high blood pressure, asthma.
That's good stuff, brother.
Oh, I take it. It tastes awful, but it does great.
Yep.
Chemical weapons injury, colon cancer, MRSA, opiate addiction and withdrawal. It helps prevent radiation damage, protects against damage from heart attacks. Prevents morphine dependency toxicity, prevents kidney damage associated with diabetes. This list just goes on and on and on. This thing is amazing. I take black seed oil every single day. We again have that available at healthmasters.com. And right now we have everything on sale, the entire website, including the 3-pack specials on Doug 5. That's Doug 5. That's 5% off everything, including 3-pack specials. I thought I'd show you this. It has nothing to do with nutrition, but it shows McDonald's, which is something that has nothing to do with nutrition. And it says, cop pulls out gun in McDonald's because the junk food took too long to get.
It's always a go-to reaction at McDonald's. Yeah, that guy was a federal marshal, I believe.
I mean, I don't even know what to say about that. I mean, I just hope they take his license or take his gun away. 13-year-old boy becomes paralyzed from neck down after Gardasil HPV vaccine. I like doing Skype with you, Doug. I get to show all these articles so people can
look
at it. I like that.
Yeah.
We have got so many girls and boys both being permanently paralyzed from Gardasil. Ladies and gentlemen, I highly suggest to you that you don't give your children Gardasil. It causes girls to go into what's called premature ovarian failure or menopause. And they stop ovulating, and they're 10, 12, 13, 14, 15 years old with their Gardasil shots, and they stop ovulating, and they never ovulate. And they never can have children, period. It just stops. They basically, their ovaries dry up. So the Gardasil vaccine is dangerous. Even the manufacturer, the research, people who did the research on it initially are saying how bad it is. And Congress passes bill to start putting RFID chips in disabled people.
Now, there we go.
I have mixed emotions about this. because a lot of people with Alzheimer's have a tendency to wander away.
Sure.
Kids with autism have a tendency to wander away. Kids with adults with senile dementia have a tendency to wander away, and people are looking for them all the time. Here's the problem. When you start this, where do you stop? How many times are you going to put an RFDI chip into somebody who really isn't mentally disabled just because you want to track them?
Yep.
Guys, this isn't a good road to go down unless it's being very, very, very regulated. It's kind of like the National Defense Authorization Act or, you know, the Patriot Act. You know, when George Bush first passed these, he didn't do a whole lot of stuff with them as far as really bad stuff, but he gave Obama the opportunity to do a bunch of really bad stuff. And now we have even more legislation coming through with Obama, and I really hope that Trump does what he says he's going to do and gets rid of all of the unconstitutional executive orders that Obama has put into play. They need to go away. All of this overreaching authority and tyranny from the federal government needs to stop. And we're going to quickly find out. Now we know that he put a guy now in the head of the CIA who's a very, very strong Christian. So I'm excited about that. And hopefully he'll basically be able to get in there and get some things changed. And that's a satanic organizational mess. So guys, that's it, buddy. So we're pretty much running out of time. We got a couple of minutes left, I guess, Doug, but we're almost out of time for the show. And thank you again for having me on. And again, thanks for supporting Health Masters. Thanks for getting your multiple vitamins from us. It means so much to me because, quite frankly, if it wasn't for you guys and supporting us and supporting Health Masters, you know, we couldn't be here doing these shows. Now, if you want to listen to my show, I've got a 24-hour feed. You can listen to it anytime you want, except during the Hagman show. You have to listen to Hagman. you can call up at 641-552-5310. I'm going to repeat that. This is 24 hours a day, 641-552-5310, and that allows you, you can put that on your iPhone, and you can go down the road and tie it to your telephone. And you can listen to it going down the highway. It's a great show. My son and I do it together. He's 28 years old, and he's just a real man of God, great shape. And in fact, he was talking the other day about how these folks in San Francisco are now saying, with the professors, they put a plaque on the wall that said, you need to be ashamed if you're a white person. And if you're a white straight person, they call it cissexual now, which means you like girls, you should really be ashamed. And if you come from parents that may be wealthy or educated, you need to be really, really, really ashamed. I mean, are they kidding me? Let me tell you something, guys. I'm just going to share this with you real quick. I'm really proud I'm white. I like being white. Now, if I was Hispanic, I'd like being Hispanic too. If I was black, I'd like being black. Doesn't make any difference. God made you who you are. There's no reason to have remorse or sadness in who you are because we're all the same in Christ Jesus. I mean, we all bleed red. I mean, the whole thing about this is there won't be any color in heaven anyhow. We'll all be colorblind in heaven as far as seeing different races. That's not going to happen.
Right.
You know, we're basically an energy field. So guys, listen to me for a second. Don't be ashamed that you're white, wherever, however God made you, because you're the king's kid and you're great. Don't let these crazy people in these universities talk to you and tell you you're a bad person because you're not gay. That's nonsense. That, of course, coming out of San Francisco, that's what you'd expect. But guys, listen to me for a second. If you're homosexual, as far as I'm concerned, you got some issues because that's not the natural order of things. Like we talked about in the first 2 hours. You're trying to turn everything upside down. Try to get that worked on and try to get some counseling. Try to get some hormonal replacement therapy. Try to figure out what transferred you to this level of thinking. Try to think about that. But if you're heterosexual, remember this, guys. That's the way you're supposed to be. It's okay. They were making fun of Trump during the campaign, Doug, because he kissed a few girls back in college and while he was growing up, etc. Guys, I kissed a bunch of girls in college. Good Lord, I've got a beautiful wife. I kissed her a bunch, too. So, Holes, here's the thing. There's nothing wrong with a male kissing a pretty girl. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, if the girl doesn't want you to kiss her, that's different. Don't kiss her.
That's a problem.
That's a problem sometimes. Yeah. You know, you don't know if they want you to kiss. They don't run around with neon signs saying, kiss me, kiss me. They don't do that. But so, they don't want men to be men anymore, Doug. They want them to be wimps. And guys, we're not called to have a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. That's the biggest problem we have in the United States. That we've stopped raising little Americans, and we've got to start building our kids' self-esteem back to be good, healthy alpha males who believe in Jesus Christ, who always try to help the weak, and who always do the best they can in God's eyes, and who always try to bring honor and glory to their families and their Lord. And if we can do that, we'll change this country and we'll turn it back around. But guys, right now, I'm just happy that it's almost Christmas, and I wish you guys all a Merry Christmas again and a blessed New Year. And I'm looking forward to a great 2017 because this is going to be a lot of fun. And I really hope and pray that Donald Trump is who he says he is, and Congress allows him to do what he needs to do to turn this country back around. Because remember, all they've got to do is start raising those interest rates. The bond market is already starting to collapse, And if they raise the interest rates, it's going to be a mess. The only reason the stock market's gone up, people are moving money out of bonds and buying the market. That's what's pushed it up so much. But if we keep getting higher interest rates, the entire market can come crashing back down like it did in 2007, 2008. So guys, be really careful right now with your investments. Just kind of talk to your financial planner. But, you know, if I was your financial planner, I'd tell you to kind of stand pat a little bit right now and let's just see what happens after Trump takes it.
Dr. Ted Brower, thank you so very much. God bless you, my friend. Thank you so much for agreeing to appear on video, you and your wife, Sharon. What a great show, folks. Dr. Ted Brower's show on Global Star Radio Network. And Ted, thank you. We're going to be talking to you next week again. God bless you. And, folks, till tomorrow, stay safe. God bless.